Okay. Where is the new star? Lena?
Yeah, it's Lena.
Are you following? Okay. Okay. And you have been hiding from me.
Yeah, I've been a victim.
Ah, she is. All right. Where we stopped? The Pharaoh is abusing who? The children of Israel, right? And the Pharaoh becomes mad about his greatness, and he thinks of himself very highly. Who grew up? Everybody's what? Huh? He grew up as a child. Everybody's bowing to him. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, I promise I'm not tickling you. Come on. Only I don't tickle anybody unless they raise their hand and ask for tickling. Okay?
Ask.
Okay. Okay. I thought. So, the Pharaoh grew up where? Grew up in the palace, in the palace, okay? Everybody, since he was a little baby, since he was a small, young, little grown-up, baby growing, would what? Bow down to him and call him, Your Majesty, Your Highness, Your blah, blah. So he got so crazy about his greatness, that he slowly but surely started thinking very, 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 very highly of himself until he thought he is
a god.
A god. And then he got crazy about going to high places. Yes. He was crazy about getting higher and higher and higher. Yes. Okay. Okay, everybody. Okay, can we have a circle?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, a circle around the wall.
No, a circle in the middle.
Oh, a circle in the middle?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. So, he got crazy about his greatness, and he got crazy about getting high. So, he keeps saying, you engineers, the Egyptian engineers, okay, they were very smart. Very creative. Came up with a lot of buildings and a lot of monuments. Until today, people are still figuring out how did they build the pyramids. So, they were motivated by what? By the reward given by the Pharaoh for building huge pyramids and huge needles. You know, have you ever been to the Space Needle in Seattle? Have you ever been there? If you go to the Space Needle in Seattle and go on the top, you feel above the whole world. The Pharaoh was so crazy about building needles. And then he would go on the top of the needle and he will say, who is higher than me here? Who is higher than me?
I am
the highest. I am the greatest. He would stand like this. And everybody would be under his feet. He loves it like that. He loves to say, I want everybody to be under the level of my feet. And when he talks, he says, look at me, guys. The Nile River is flowing under my feet. All your heads are under my feet. I stand on this very high needle. This very high pyramid, and everybody is under my feet. Who is greater than me? Nobody, yes.
How would somebody actually stand on it? Because this pyramid has
one step, and two, if he goes on the very top, it's very cool. When you go, inshallah, I'll take you to the pyramid. It's not slippery, you can go. They have stairs, you can go. They have stairs, and you can climb the stairs. Yeah. Yeah. And also they have actually stairs. They do stairs. Yeah. Me and mommy,
we used to go there and climb all the way up, right, Mama, the pyramids?
Yeah.
She would, inshallah, when we go, we'll take you, I'll show you. So we used to go all the way up, and who is higher than me? Everybody's under my feet, I am the highest. And then he went even, at the beginning, people used to worship the what? The statues. Then he said, okay guys, I am the highest God, so all these statues are under my feet, and I am the highest and the biggest God around here, even the God of all those statues. That's how he used to feel, and that's what he used to claim. And he started abusing people so badly. To him, he has no problem killing someone. Easy. It's like you are an insect. He doesn't mind crushing your skull for the fun of it. He doesn't care. If he wants to have fun, he would bring a couple of girls like you and bring a lion and put them all in the same cage and watches for fun. Why not? He enjoys seeing the lion feeding on him. He's so sick, and he was awfully sick. He has gone so wild that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to stop him. Now, how would Allah stop the bad guys? He would first send them, a prophet. And then the prophet is going to try to talk them out of the nonsense. And when they turn the prophet down, and the prophet keeps working on them for a long time, telling them, talking to them, trying to talk them out of the nonsense, when they give the prophet a hard time and say, no, and insist and say no, 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 then he destroys them. Yes. Allah gives them a miracle, shows them not only one miracle, several miracles, and when they turn down the prophet after that, then Allah destroys them. That's the Lord. But with the Pharaoh, Allah wanted to destroy him in a very unique way. He claimed to be the highest what?
God.
Guess what happens to the people who claim to be gods? How would Allah destroy them? In a very unique way that shows how miserable they are. Do you remember the guy in Namrud who told Ibrahim, I am God? How did Allah kill him? Who knows? Okay, I'm coming to you if he doesn't know. How did Allah kill him?
He made a mosquito go in his ear.
That's right. And this mosquito would bite his brains, and he would feel a lot of pain in his head. He would scream and say, and he wouldn't settle down and feel okay until you get the shoes and what? Boom, 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 hit him on the head. When you hit him on the head, then he starts to what? Calm down. But if you don't hit him on the head, he keeps yelling and screaming, please, I beg of you, hit me on the head. And he died that way. He died while he was begging people to hit him with the shoes on his head. And that's how Allah finished him. Now the Pharaoh was even worse than this guy, because the Pharaoh was abusing a lot of people. So Allah wanted to destroy him in a very unique way. How? Allah, listen to this. Listen to this very special way. How did Allah destroy him? Allah showed him a dream first. And that dream, Allah showed him how is he going to destroy him. He said, the Pharaoh, Allah showed him in the dream, just like the king that Yusuf told him about the meaning of his dream. The dream would keep what? Coming over and over again. So Allah showed him a dream. And in the dream Allah told him, okay, Pharaoh, this is the way you'll be destroyed. A boy will come from among the children of Israel that you're slaving and abusing. He is going to come from where? From them. And then he is going to grow up in your backyard. He's going to grow up where? In your backyard. And when he grows up to be, he will grow up to be a very strong man. Unbelievably strong. And then he's going to destroy your kingdom. He's going to destroy you and destroy your kingdom. Right? Why did Allah... Now the dream didn't come to him once. How many times did the dream come to him? Once and twice and three times and persistent. Every once in a while he would see the dream until the dream haunted him. Until he realized that this dream has to be what? True dream. You know, hallucinating dreams, do they come and come and come and keep coming? No, right? The crazy hallucinating dreams, do they come back? No. Do they come back? No. But this particular dream keeps coming, 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 coming. Until he realized that this dream is true. Now, you might say, why Allah showed him the way he would be destroyed? Then Allah is telling him, you are saying that you are the highest God, Pharaoh? You are saying so? Show me how can you stop the plan. It's like this. Hey, you. This is the plan that I'm going to use to steal your money. Okay? Whatever money you have or your toys. If you are really a strong guy, show me how can you stop the plan. Sarah, this is the plan that I have in mind that I'm going to do, okay, to get your stuff, okay, or to kill you.
Or to steal my homework.
Or steal your homework, okay? Sarah, if you are truly strong, I challenge you to stop it. Isn't that the highest level of the challenge? Can you come up with a level of a challenge higher than that? What? No level of a challenge higher than that. He is saying, I am the highest God. Isn't that true? Allah said, fine. You're the highest God. Your highness. This is the plan. How am I going to destroy you? Step one. Step two. Step three. Step four. Step five. And this is how you're going to be destroyed. Now you're saying that you're a big guy and you were the highest God. Now I challenge you to stop the plan that I have told you ahead of time. That I have told you what? Ahead of time about. Huh? Yes. This is how impressive the way Allah destroyed the Pharaoh. Allah never did this with anybody except with the Pharaoh. Why? Because he made the worst claim ever, which is, I am the highest God, and he started acting like it. And he was convinced, so Allah wanted to destroy him. So now, the miracle here, the magic here, is that how did the Pharaoh let this happen, even though he knew what is going to happen? Huh? Isn't that impressive? This, if you think about it, and you really understand what I'm talking about, what am I talking about? You're not listening. You're a cheater, okay, we want to separate them, so you sit here, you sit back here, she sits back there. Huh? I know you're paying attention. No. Allah showed him in a dream how is he going to destroy him, and then Allah challenged him to stop the plan. Allah showed him the plan. This is how am I going to destroy you. You are claiming that to be a God? You are? Okay, try to stop the plan. Look at the challenge. And then the interesting part of the story, how could the Pharaoh, knowing the plan, couldn't stop it? Listen to me to see the miracle. First of all, the Pharaoh got so frightened, and he decided to stop the plan. So the first decision he made, he knew in from the dream that the guy that's going to come and destroy him is going to come from who? Huh? The children of Israel. So he said, okay guys, he told the soldier, every single newborn boy from the children of Israel should be what?
Slaughtered.
Should be slaughtered. That is to stop the what? The plan of Allah. So he started slaughtering every single boy. And he spread his spies among the children of Israel. Now, here's the catch. If your wife is pregnant and you don't tell, okay, You and your wife get slaughtered. So you have, as soon as your wife gets pregnant, she has to go and report and say, I am pregnant. As soon as the baby is delivered, there will be a soldier there. If the baby is a boy, he gets cut right away. They cut his neck right away. As soon as he's born. If the baby is a girl, they let the girl live and they walk away. If you hide, or if anybody dares to hide the news about pregnancy or newborn baby, this person gets killed. This is how awful it was. Every single baby boy is slaughtered. He was trying to prevent what? The dream, right? Because the dream says the man who's going to destroy his kingdom is coming from who? Where? From the children of Israel. Then look how Allah made him stop slaughtering boys. You know the children of Israel were the slaves, right? And they used to build the what? They used, the engineers have the brains, Egyptian engineers have the brains, and the muscles belong to the children of Israel, right? Now, as they work and build things, they what? They die, right? So, the Pharaoh wants new workers. What happens is that, let's say we have 2,000 workers. We have how many? 2,000 workers. They are dying. They are what? Don't talk. They are what? Dying. And then what happened? The number of workers is decreasing or increasing? Decreasing. So they are running out of soldiers, of workers, and they are running out of the slaves. So the Egyptians had to wash their own, had to get some of them to do the work. So they got so upset, and they went to the Pharaoh and said, give us a break now. You're killing all the baby boys. Where are we going to get workers from? We need workers. So every time the Pharaoh tells them, why don't you build me a new pyramid? Where do we get the workers from? You finished all the workers. As soon as they are born, you kill them. Can you spare some? Then the Pharaoh decide to kill the baby, the newborn baby boys 1 year, and the next year he will what? Spare them so that they grow up to be workers. You might think that Allah is going to take advantage of this to let Musa be born in the year where the Pharaoh doesn't slaughter baby boys, right? You might think that, but no. Allah wanted to challenge him to the highest level of a challenge. So Allah did not take advantage of the year where he doesn't kill the baby boys. No. Guess who was born in the year where he doesn't kill the baby boys? Huh? Harun, his brother. So Harun, the brother of Musa, which is in English called Aaron. Aaron, right? Have you had a friend called Aaron? A-A-R-O-N, Harun, Aaron. Huh? Yes. So that's a Jewish name. That's how the name comes from Harun, the brother of Prophet Musa. So, yes? Yes. Oh, really? So, here is what happened. Allah refused to let Musa be born in the year when Pharaoh spares the baby boys. Harun was. But Musa, Allah says, no. Pharaoh, to make the challenge, the maximum challenge, I am going to bring Musa to life in the year where you are killing the baby boys. And your majesty, the highest God, show us how you are going to kill Musa. This is what happened. Allah made the mother of Musa pregnant. You know how if anyone is pregnant, they have to report it? If she doesn't report it, she's killed and all her family are killed, right? How do they find out that she's pregnant? Yes, and the tummy gets big, right? That's how they find out. This is how Allah made the pregnancy of the mother of Musa. Allah told her not to report the pregnancy, and she would not look like a pregnant. So she was pregnant, 9 months pregnant. You know, ladies, 9 months pregnant, they are like this. Big stomach, right? The baby is big baby inside. It's a baby, 8 to 9 pounds baby inside. That is, the tummy is so big. You got it? So Allah said, I am going to make you look like a normal lady. Really? Yes. And she would walk among people and nobody would have any doubt that she's pregnant. She would be as thin as you. And there is a baby inside. This is the miracle. This is what happened. See the miracle? So now she is due for labor. If they didn't, if she's not caught during pregnancy, she should be caught during what? During what? During labor, when she's delivering the baby, right? Guess how did she deliver the baby without anybody knowing? Allah told her, go out of town to place X and Y alone. Go what? Alone. Don't take any nurse or doctor with you. Don't take any nurse or doctor with you. You know how you need a doctor and a nurse for delivery? Allah said, no. You go by yourself. Don't take anybody. I will take care of you. She went by herself under this tree in the place where Allah told her, and she delivered Musa very easy. No need for a nurse, no need for a doctor. He was a tiny, small baby because he didn't make her look big. And he just came out very easily. Very, very easily. And then here we go, he's crying. Now, if she's not caught when she's pregnant, if she's not caught when she delivered the baby, then she will be caught when the baby what?
Milk, milk,
right? Okay? So now she has the baby in her hand, but she doesn't know where to go. Where to take the baby? So she said, Ya Allah, I was saved during pregnancy. I was saved during labor. Now, if I take this baby and go home, what is going to happen to the baby? So Allah said, don't take him home. What should I do with him, Ya Allah? Allah said, throw him in the river. Throw him where? In the river. What? Throw him in the river? Save him by throwing him in the river? If somebody's telling you this, you say, you gotta be kidding. You want to save my baby, so you ask me to throw my baby where?
In the river.
In the river? Are you with us? Throw the baby where?
In the river.
Into the river. So, she did what Allah said. He said, give him a very good meal, for he is not going to eat for days after that. So, give him a very good meal. So, she gave him a very good breastfeeding meal. And then, Allah said, put him in a box. Sit down. Put him in a box. Put him in a what?
Box.
And take this box and throw it where? In the ocean. Huh? In the river. It's not a closed box. Just like a small boat. And it's a river. It's not an ocean. So the box can flow. No talking, no chatting, no yada yada. You guys gotta be separate from each other. So, are you going to move or should I move you? Okay. So, then what happened? Then I'm going to separate the ones who talk and send them to the office for grounding. I'm going to make them. Okay? So here we go. Now Allah said, put him in a box and throw him in the river. So she put him in the box and then she what? She put him in the river. The box was floating. Yes, Allah made the water push him where? Away from the Pharaoh, right? Right? To the Pharaoh, not near. To. Allah made the current, the wind, push the box to go to the place where the Pharaoh is. The house of the Pharaoh, himself, the enemy who wants to what? Kill him. Because Allah said to the Pharaoh in the dream, the boy that is going to destroy you is going to grow up where?
In your backyard.
In your backyard. So here we go. Here is the guy who is going to destroy you. You know how big was he as a newborn baby? He was unusually small. He was probably that big. That big. Yes, that's how he was. Otherwise, how could his mother be pregnant and nobody would know? He was that small. And then she puts him in the box. He floats right away. He's so light. He's not 8 pounds or 9 pounds. He's just barely 3-4 pounds max. That big. So he floats. And yes, Allah sent him to the Pharaoh. It's like, Pharaoh, I told you. You were killing baby boys, right? Right. Here is a baby boy coming to you. This is your enemy. Kill him. Of course, when the box arrived, guess who saw the box first?
The Pharaoh's wife.
Yes, the Pharaoh's wife. And guess what was going on with her? She is unable to bring babies. She's unable to. Allah made her in such a way that she cannot deliver babies. And she was dying for a baby to adopt. And she was dying for a baby to what?
Adopt.
And then, she happens to be, the Pharaoh house was right on the beach. So she would sit on her chair and she would play in the water like this. And she would have fun. While she was playing in the water like that, the box was coming. So she called her servants and maids. Hey, dogs, come! Yes, your majesty. Oh, can you bring this box? It looks nice. Bring the box. Oh, they brought the box. Oh, it's a cute baby. She looked at the baby. Allah made her love the baby more than she loves herself. And more than she loves anybody else in this whole entire universe. Allah controls her heart. And he threw the love of Musa in her heart. She held him and she said, oh my God, he is so adorable. I have never ever seen a baby like that. Oh my God, thank you, River Nile. River Nile, you are so generous. The baby I was looking for, my son. She said, what? My son. Now she takes him in. Guess who hears the news?
Pharaoh.
As soon as he hears the news, he said, son of a gun, how could you escape slaughtering? And now you're coming to my backyard, just like I saw in my dream. I am going to kill him. He tried to get him. His wife said, over my dead body. You need to kill who first? Me first, before you touch him. He is my son. I love him more than I love anything. You are not going to touch him. You are not going to touch him. And then she intimidated him. Guess how did she intimidate him? I know your question. She intimidated him in a way that made him decide not to kill him. How? She said, you, the big majesty Pharaoh, the highest god, the king of Egypt, is afraid of a little tiny baby. Look how big is he. How big is he? He is that big. And you are afraid of this baby. Shame on you, Mr. Pharaoh. Shame on you. You are afraid of this little creature?
Huh? No, it's not my question. My question was, like, in England, or like, whenever, in England, when the king lost
interest
in his wife, he had her beheaded.
Okay. That wasn't the case, and she was smart, as I told you. She intimidated him. She told him, if you're truly a king, if you're truly the highest god, you shouldn't be afraid. Right? Or you're not the highest god. Are you afraid? Me? Who? Me afraid? No, of course, I'm not afraid of anybody. No, yes, you are afraid of this little baby, Pharaoh. Me? No, why? I'm the Pharaoh, the highest god. I am not afraid of this baby. Now you are afraid of this baby. Okay? So she was so smart. She intimidated him. And she said, shame on you or you if you try to touch him. For you shouldn't be afraid of a little tiny creature. He said, of course I am the Pharaoh. I am not going to touch him. Huh? See how the plans of Allah? See how it works? Then the baby started growing. Would Allah make it happen this way? No. Allah wants him to try to kill Musa. And show him that he can't. So guess what Musa did? Musa did something unbelievable. When he was about 4 or 5 years old, who's 5 years? No. When he was 4 or 5 years old, guess what he did? He walked, he saw the Pharaoh. And you know how Musa, he feels that the Pharaoh is his enemy, right? So he saw the Pharaoh, and what did he do? He walked into the Pharaoh like a newborn baby, barely knowing how to walk, okay? And he was a very smart baby. And suddenly he grew up big. And I'm going to tell you the story how. But I want to mention first, what did he do? He came close and close and close, and then he was staring at the Pharaoh, and then he slapped the Pharaoh. I'm not kidding, that's exactly what he did. This slap, it's like the Pharaoh was sleeping, and this slap woke him up. It reminded him of the what? Dream. He said, this is the guy I saw in the dream. I have to tell him. His wife threw herself over Musa and she hugged him and she said, over my dead body, you kill me first. He said, I will kill him and kill you. No, you can't. You, the king of Egypt, are afraid of this little baby. How dare are you? Shame on you. How could you? You are the highest god. She kept working on him. And then he agreed. He said, no, he dared. He was making an excuse. I'm not afraid of him. He dared to slap God. What happens? You guards. What happens to the one who slaps God like this on his face? He's supposed to be what? Chopped into pieces, right? So I'm not afraid of him. It was just because he is slapped me. No, you're a liar. You're afraid of him. What? No, I'm not afraid of him. I want to kill him because he slapped me. Then she was smart too. So she told him, no, you want to kill him because you're afraid of him and I can prove it to you. He said, how can you prove that? She said, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's doing. He said, no, he knows what he's doing. She said, no, he's a little baby. He doesn't know what he's doing and you want to kill him because you're afraid. Chicken, they shouldn't call you Pharaoh. They shouldn't call you the Pharaoh. He got intimidated and he said, no. She said, let's get arbitrators to judge. Let's get what? Arbitrators to judge. So he collected the advisors. Now the advisors are split. Some of them take the side of his wife. Some of them take his side. So they want to come up with a middle answer. They don't want to upset him or upset her. So they started coming together. Hey guys, we don't want to upset the Pharaoh and his wife. What kind of answer should we come up with? He said, They come to the very bloody answer. They said, okay, let's say this answer. Let's say, let's test him. That's what? If he is tested and found to know what he's doing, then the Pharaoh is right and the Pharaoh will kill him. But if he is tested and he doesn't know what he's doing, then he doesn't get killed. Yes, I know the rest. Then what happens? So the Pharaoh said, they said to the Pharaoh and his wife. The Pharaoh said, I agree. And his wife said, and I agree too. Then they said, let's test him. Guess what was the test? They put him on a chair and they brought him a plate. The plate had, yes? Yes, a charcoal burning and a date fruit. Okay, they put it on the plate and they offered him to Musa. Now Musa was intelligent. He knew what he's doing. He hit the Pharaoh because he felt that the Pharaoh is a bad guy, a mean guy. And he was so close he could not resist the temptation, right? So he knows what he's doing. So he wanted to extend his hand to pick up the what? Date. I'm saying he knows what he's doing. Then he was going to pick up what? The date, right? Right, talker? He wants to pick up the date. Allah crossed his eyes. Allah what? crossed his eyes. And when he was extending his hand, Allah made him see them opposite. So instead of picking up the date, he picked up the what? Charcoal. And to make it even more real, he put the charcoal where? In his mouth. So he picked it quickly, he put it in his mouth. It burned his tongue.
Who?
Musa's tongue. For the rest of his life, Musa will talk like this. My name is Musa and I went to say Salaamu Alaikum. Behold, I am Musa and this is my brother Harun. And you hear all his life because of the burning that happened to his what? Tongue. But his life was safe. Then, so he started crying to the wife of the Pharaoh ran, and she hugged him and she said to the Pharaoh, "You are a monster, you are a monster. Look what you have done to the baby. Look, you murdered his mouth. You are nothing but a monster. He's a little innocent baby and you could not believe that doesn't know what he's doing. Look, did he have to burn his tongue so that you're happy and you don't want to kill him? You are a monster, I hate you." And she walked away with her baby. But alive. Alive. And the Pharaoh until now could not kill him, and he's growing up where?
In his backyard.
Not only that, but look how powerful is Allah. That's even more powerful. When he told the wife, the mother of Musa, to put him in the box and throw him in the river, he made a promise to her. She said, "Ya Allah, my baby, I want my baby to grow up where? Near me. I want to hug my baby every day. And I want to smell him. I want to enjoy him. He's a piece of me. He's a piece of my heart. Ya Allah, help. I don't want to lose him." Allah said, "Don't worry. Put him in the box. And I will bring him back to you. And you will be paid for being his mother." And you will be paid for being what?
His mother.
Now, how could this happen? How could you believe that? If I tell you that, put your child in a box, put him in the river, he will come back to you, and you would be paid for being his mother, you wouldn't believe so, right? And this is exactly what happened. Yes, sweetheart.
She'd get hired as a
rich kid. Look how Allah made it happen. As soon as he arrived to the house and he was picked up by the wife of the Pharaoh, he started crying for what?
A milk.
He's hungry. She said, "No, get him formula." Huh? They brought him formula. He doesn't want to eat the formula. They said, "Okay, bring a new mom to breastfeed him." So they brought a new mom, and then she tried to breastfeed him. He doesn't want to drink her milk. Okay, bring him another one. They brought him another one. He doesn't want to drink her milk. Okay, bring him a cute mother. Maybe he's scared of those mothers. They brought him a very cute new mom. Very cute. And then she started, "Come, sweetheart, let me breastfeed you." He doesn't want to drink. Then the first day passed and he is crying like crazy. And she, the wife of the Pharaoh, she's the queen. Remember, she's the what? The queen. She declared emergency in the whole entire Egypt. "My son is starving. I want somebody to feed my son. When? Now." All the soldiers, everybody running in the streets looking for someone. And ladies who are new mothers who have milk in their breasts are lining up. Every one of them is wishing to be the nurse of who? The child of the queen. Just imagine. And all of them try, and he is? Then the other one, please try me. I have five kids, I fed all of them. I am a professional mom. Come, sweetheart, Woo woo woo. They tried and tried and tried. His butt doesn't want to pick up the food from anybody. In the meantime, when the box was floating in the water, his sister, she was as old as Lena. She was, her mom said, follow the box and see where the box is going. So she was walking, watching the box, pretending that it doesn't belong to her. Why? Because if they know that he is her brother, he would be slaughtered. So she's pretending, she's playing. She's pretending that she is not there to watch the box. Then the box arrived and she was spotting from, peeking from the other side. Then she heard the news. So she ran, and she got her mom. Her mom came. She stood in the line with all the girls. All of them gave up. All of them gave up. And then she said, "You, Miss Queen, Your Highness, I promise you I can do it." She said, "Why would you be able to do it and everybody else couldn't?" She said, "I promise you I can." She said, "Okay, if you can, then I will give you as much gold as your weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, I give you 100 pounds of gold. Not only that, but you will be my favorite maid and my favorite setter, babysitter. And you will always be in the charge of my boy. You will be his personal caretaker. You are the one who's going to change his diaper. You are the one who's going to take care of him from A to Z. And you will live where? With me. Where? Here. Where? In the room next to my bedroom. So my baby will live next to my bedroom and you will be with him." She said, "Okay, let me try." As soon as she carried Musa, remember Musa's crying nonstop. He's so hungry, he's starving for a couple of days, and he's nonstop crying. They tried to stop him. Emergency. The whole Egypt. Emergency. The baby of the queen is crying. Bring everybody. Who can stop him from crying? As soon as she carried him, he stopped the crying. Everybody in the crowd was like, "Huh? Why?" And then she offered him her breast. How did he do? He did something he never did before. Guess what? And he started bombing milk like crazy. 2 days of starvation, and finally, that is my food. He started bombing and bumping and pumping. And people was like, "Huh? She's so lucky. Oh my God, she is so lucky." And the queen said, "You are hired. You are hired. Hey, maids, take her to the room inside. Give her the best mattress. Bring her the best bed. Bring her a feather pillow. No. The most beautiful pillow in the whole Egypt. Hey, bring her the best food. Hey, bring all the golds that we have. Hey, bring all the jewelry." Yes. Who? She's the wife. Okay. Mom. No, she is his wife. His wife. The one? Oh, she's the mother of Prophet Musa. She's married. She's the mother of the baby who's been Prophet Musa. And she's married to the father of Musa who was living with the slaves. And she was supposed to take, she is a slave woman, married to a slave man, and she has a slave newborn. Okay? She was supposed to take him to the trash cage to grow up in the trash place with his trash father and trash mother. That's what he was supposed to do. But Allah said, "No, I am going to make him grow up in the most secure place in Egypt. In the most fancy bedroom any baby could ever sleep on. And his mom, the slave woman, is going to be with him all the time in the most safe place in the whole entire Egypt, which is the house of the Pharaoh. What could be more safe than the house of the Pharaoh? Name it! Nothing! The most Egypt. He would be in the best rooms. The best to security. And bring her everything. Bring her the best clothes. Bring her. And suddenly bring her as much gold, as much as she weighs. So if she weighs 100 pounds, bring her 100 pounds of gold. Huh? No, she was worried that her baby is going to be killed. And if she's so lucky, the baby will be alive and live in the trash cage. Slave baby with a slave mom and a slave boy. That is the most she hopes for, right? Allah made him grow in the most rich house and the most secured house. How powerful is Allah, kids? Tell me, how powerful is he? Can you stop him from doing what he wants? Even if you know what he wants and it's against you? The Pharaoh knew it, could not stop him. Kids, you have to understand that very well. The Pharaoh knew the plan against him and he could not stop it. And the mother of Musa, that she sit down, Yasara, the mother of Musa, that she was so worried about him, ended up him growing in the safest, most rich house in the whole entire Egypt. And she's being paid very generously for taking care of him. And she's sleeping with him in the same bedroom on a bed that she has never dreamed of touching. In a pillow that she has never dreamed of touching. Yes? Look how powerful is Allah. Look. And the Pharaoh is sleeping in the next bedroom. Knowing in the dream for sure that this is his enemy and that something is planned against him, could not kill him, and he is the most powerful man in Egypt. Kids, do you understand what's going on there?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that much power before? That's unbelievable. And every time I think about it, I'm about to go crazy. How could it happen? That's exactly what happened. This is who Allah is. This is who Allah is. Able to do what he wants. Sit down. Able to do what he wants. Even though the Pharaoh could not stop him. This is who Allah is. And Musa grew up. Yes, that tiny little creature, 1 pound baby, grew up to be a what?
Strong?
He grew up to be a superman. Musa, I'm not kidding or making up. This is how Allah described him in the Quran. He was once fighting with the strong soldiers. And all that Musa did is this. Wallahi, that's how Allah said in the Quran. It says that he wakazahu. He pushed him. He kicked him like that. The guy died. His chest bones got crushed. Just like that. He would bring water to the poor lady to water her cattle. There was a rock. The leg of the river was a big rock. The rock weight was 1500 pounds. It weighed as much as a car. How big is your car? That's how heavy was the rock is. And she wanted somebody to bring water for him. Guess what did he do to the rock? The rock, 10 guys would gather and in a very, very difficult way, pick up the rock and move it. Musa by himself picked up the rock like this and he put it aside. Who is that? The tiny baby, the 1 pound baby that nobody knew that his mom is pregnant until labor. This is who Allah is, kids. This is who Allah what? Is. This is how Allah does what He wants. This is who Allah is. Just keep that in mind. And let's attack the pizza. Oh, let's attack.